Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to testify.
I'll be there like literally seconds.
Yeah. I don't even know what it is. So I don't even know what they're asking. Yo. Hey. Yeah. Gold City. Marone. We in here. Yeah. I'm burning in the mountain, saying word to the boss. Yeah. I jump in the water, get the keys to the car. Yeah. I ain't trying to live, I'm trying to drive till I'm gone. Yeah. Drop me on my own, cause I came here alone. Yeah. Yeah. He gon' do it, yep. Yep. Get in where you fit and get included, yep. 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 They know I will move it, yep.
There's nothing more that I love than going to go frequent the graves of the righteous people and just being there. And this serves two purposes. You get to marvel and to think about the life that this person accomplished in living a life that was purely devoted to God.
I paint the picture, make it clear. Don't take the picture for the kids. Fake lives, fake flashes. Street eyes, fake lashes. Gold chains with the gave him. Another rope they can hang him. Tide came here to sink him. Praise God, we gon' thank him.
And on the second hand, you're there to remind yourself what the purpose of life is. Because when one goes and they go to the graveyard, if they're sensitive enough, they start to see that one day, this is gonna be me. How am I living my life now? What am I doing right now? What's going to be written on my tombstone? What's going to be said in my eulogy about me? And to be able to grow sensitive to God, to be able to grow sensitive to the call that goes out from heaven every day, and he's begging us to return to him. Every single sign, every single hint, every single conversation that a person has, some type of call from the heavens. Come back to me. Come closer. I want you closer. I don't know what I would do if I didn't have prayer.
When you're down, we never give up, up, up. He's gonna pull you out.
Lord Jesus, it is you who wakes me up every day. And I am forever grateful for your love. This is why I pray. You let me touch so many people. And it's all for the good. I influenced so many children. I never thought that I would. And I couldn't take credit for the love they get. Because it all comes from you, Lord. I'm just the one that's giving it. And when it seems like the pressure gets to be too much, take time out and pray. Lord, I am not perfect by a long shot. I express to you daily. But I work hard every day, and I hope that you hit. In my heart, I mean well. But if you'll help me to grow, then what I have in my heart, and when I get going, I'm not looking back for nothing. Because I will know where I'm headed. I'm so tired of myself. I stand before you, a weakened version of your reflection. Begging for direction, for my soul needs resurrection. I don't deserve what you've given me, but you never took it from me. Because I am grateful, and I use it. And I do not worship money. If what you want from me is to bring your children to you, my regret is only having one life to do it instead of two.
I would never give the power to a fall head. Run, come, crucify the dread. Time alone, oh, time will tell. Think you're in heaven, but you're living in hell. Think you're in heaven, but you're living.
So we always need more chizik, more chizik. The Gemara tells us that one of the things that always we need help in strengthening is a tefillah. So one may ask, how can I keep myself motivated for tefillah? How can I keep myself motivated to pray to God? I see things that I'm not getting answered. You know, it's very hard. Sometimes I'm just not feeling it. And first off, this comes from a person having to know how big tefillah really is and what's on the other side of it. You have to understand that a lot of times when we meet a lot of resistances in something that is so huge and something that's so big, and you have to understand that the other side knows the sitra achra, the satan, the devil, the whatever you want to call it, the other side of resistance already knows how important prayer actually is. So what do you think? That it's going to be one of the main places that a person is going to have to experience that battle, that fight. But what should strengthen the person is that they should already know, they should be able to judge it by how hard it is for them to do it, that they're able to know how big this thing really is. So that should be motivation for everybody. Rashi himself says that when it says in the Gemara and the second prophets, so that there are things that stand at the height of the world. He says, this is tefillah, this is prayer. Say that the height of what, but it's disrespected the most. People don't take it serious. They don't understand that on the other side of this, it's not a maybe. I'm telling you this, especially on the things that are ruchnis, things that are spiritual. It's not maybe. Hashem will save the person. It's going to be dependent on how much emunah you have and how much betachin you have, how much trust that you have and your prayers. That's what's going to depend on you being saved or not. So that should be the chizuk. It's definitely, I see that it's very, very hard for me to pray, for me to open up and to be able to say whatever. I can't feel Hashem feels far from me. You should know that in that moment right now, you're facing the biggest resistance because the biggest prize is on the other side of that. So we should all strengthen ourselves with the feeling of that Hashem.
לכן, כך התפללו אתם. אבינו שבשמיים, יתקדש שמך, תבוא מלכותך, יעשה רצונך, כבשמיים, כן בארץ. את לחם חוקנו, תן לנו היום, וסלח לנו על חטאינו, כמו שסולחים גם אנחנו, לחוטאים לנו. ואל תביאנו לידי ניסיון, כי אם חלצנו מן הרע, כי לך הממלכה והגבורה והתפארת לעולמי עולמים. אמן. אמן. אמן.
ישמה בתצנוי בשמיים מצנור סמי קדס מנגסת תמתה פקד בשמיים דונץ אנדיום במדרטון ילת אנג'ראצ'נן פתנזארי בדלאצ'נן מיקרבלן אניה בדלן ניקרנדמנל אבית ודה פתנם מסגבן ככפולו אדננג'י מנגסת ינצנתנה חייל מסגנה מזלאלה.
Give me all the strength I need to make it. God, I be my guide, cause I can only protect my flesh. My people wear disguises, help me realize, teach me love unconditionally. Can't go around preying everybody. Closest of friends will deceive you badly. I learned that Rastafari is my family. So when I try to chase the day, Jah Jah never leave my side.
Protect my family when I no localize. When chiding through these streets, keep my focus right, no oversight. A buckle feel it's life is so much light. But with you as my guide and shield, any pain I may feel, time will heal, yeah. It's a joy to know it's sign and seal. Confidence in the victory, anytime it's sitting at the tragedy.
In the streets today, please, God, I never leave my side. And every day the same prayer I say, and I'm saying it one more time. When I'm chanting in the streets I pray, Jah Jah never, never left I and I. Yeah, I oh Jah Jah please.
Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, and the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
This I pray.
Living one day at a time, enjoying every moment. Accepting the hardships of peace, and no, I'm not saying that I want it. But he who trusts in the Most High, by his death Jah will always abide. Jah Jah love it surround me evermore. This my prayer every time I rise. Yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept the things I can't change, and the courage to change the things I can. Yeah, and if in life on my journey I should stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, yeah. Can't see another day. Thank you for the obstacles, they're moving out the way. Thank you for the talent they give me, for open up my mouth and express myself in a different way. Thank you for mama, thanks for dada. Thank you for the blessing where you throw upon my jaw. Jah Jah, your love is around me evermore. So every day my prayers are for sure. Yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept the things I can't change, and the courage to change the things I can. Yeah, and if in life on my journey I should stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, yeah. Living one day at a time, enjoying every moment. Accepting the hardships of peace. I know I'm not saying that I want it, yeah. But he who trusts in the Most High, by his side Jah will always abide. Jah Jah love, it's around me evermore. This my prayer every time I rise. Yeah, give me serenity to accept the things I can't change, and the courage to change the things I can, yeah. And if in life, on my journey, I should stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am, yeah, yeah. Can't see another day. Thanks to the obstacles, they're moving out the way. Thank you for the talent, pay. Give me stuff for open up my mouth and express myself in a different way. Thank you for mama, thanks to dada. Thank you for the blessing that you show up on me, Jah. Jah, Jah, your love, it's around me evermore. So every day my prayers are for sure, yeah, yeah, Lord. Give me serenity to accept that which I can't change, and the courage to change that which I can, yeah. And in this life, on my journey, if I should stumble, stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am, yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord, give me serenity to accept that which I can change, and the courage to change that which I can, yeah. On my journey, if I should stumble, stumble and fall, and make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, 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 Lord, give me serenity to accept that which I can't change, and the courage to change that which I can, yeah.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor leasav, mizmor leasav, mizmor leasav, mizmor
leasav, mizmor leasav, mizmor leasav, mizmor leasav. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods. The God.
Bekerev Elohim Yishkot. Elohim Yishkot. Elohim Yishkot. Elohim Yishkot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. 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 For from the rising of the sun even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
When Jesus Christ was born from Virgin Mary, from that time on, he lived an exemplary life, a life which men everywhere must emulate. This life and the faith that he has taught us assures us of salvation, assures us also of harmony and good life upon earth. Because of the exemplary character of the life of Jesus Christ, it is necessary that all men do their maximum in their human efforts to see to it that they approximate as much as they can the good example that has been set by him. It's quite true that there is no perfection in humanity. From time to time, we make mistakes. We do commit sins. But even as we do that, deep in our heart as Christians, we know we have a chance of forgiveness from the Almighty. He taught us that all men are equal, regardless of sex, their national origin and tribe. And he also taught us, all who seek him shall find him. To live in this healthy life, a Christian life, is what makes me follow Jesus Christ.
Imperial Majesty, what advice would you give a person who is considering the claims of Christ, perhaps for the first time?
Christos'un dikkat tabu lemanim.
I would tell a person that's considering the claim of Christ for the first time, that it is necessary to have faith in the Almighty, that it's necessary to have love, and that it's necessary to conduct oneself in a manner that we have been taught to do in the Bible. I would advise him to read and to study the Bible. I would also advise him to seek secular knowledge. For the one, the more one knows, the more he realizes the need for a prime mover, the need for a creator. A creator who's good, and the need for salvation and also for peaceful life upon earth. I'll also tell him to learn and to think for himself the ways he would serve the Lord. In this thought and in this undertaking of his, he will inevitably find the way of serving his fellow men, for his faith would then be manifested by his conduct. If Christians behave in this way, if we dedicate ourselves to this fundamental task, then we will have a peaceful world and will be assured of not transgressing against the will and the commandments of God.
Your Imperial Majesty, are there any incidents in your life which stand in your memory as times when faith in Christ sustained you?
There are many instances in my life where the belief in the Almighty and the Christian faith has sustained me, times of trouble and difficulties. No matter what may befall a human being, he can always succeed in overcoming it in time if he has the strength of faith and praise to God. For inevitably, he comes to the assistance of those that believe in him and those that through their work live an exemplary life. This goes not only for Christians in my view, but for all men. I think God commiserates with those that find themselves in misfortune.
We're overcoming, huh?
Yeah, man.
Bright idea. No, 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 no. The genius again.
My God, it ain't a hurt our sign. From the friend that said them love me when me know them lying. My pray for the God of youth, but I know them cry. Babylon, I shoot the lung and them, I tell me a lie. My pray, cause I can't show up to buy. Can't depend upon cassava that heart for fry. Now nah, living on the whole days that heart for try. Me ask my mama, eat steak and that heart for buy. So we, shallow. Tired of this, the damn frustration. Tired of Babylon and them damn molestation. Them know me occupation. Send a lock off the sound and lock me in a no station. With music a full nation. I eat alone people use go through them tribulation. Me a talk with the nation. Me no want no demonstration. Nah, we shall overcome. Shall overcome, must overcome. We must overcome. That will be done, I know. Me tired of this. every day. Man of them, tired of the innocent, blood of shed, tired of it. Jamaica run red, people can't sleep in them bed. Me tired of it. Poverty, we need solidarity. Me a talk for the majority. You hear me? You hear me clearly? Clearly. We must overcome. Jehovah come, must overcome. We must overcome. Yeah.
Grand spent the common sense to all time. Southside jungle firehouse.
Every gummy, every chair.
Southeast gardeners, Spanglers.
Overcome Spanish stone.
Clans and one other, you know?
Clans and one other. Mountain View, Magaga Gully. Portland, St. Anne, St. Mary, the whole Jamaica, Jamaican. We
then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. They shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return.
Book of the Prophets, Book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 27 to chapter 41, verse 16. Fessa ma abba wa wa let me fessa kadus aha doom lak. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Yisrael, my way is hid from Yahweh Buku, and my judgment is passed over from my Elohim. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting Elohim Yahweh, the creator of the ends of the earth, Buku, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon Yahweh Buruku shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Chapter 41. Keep silence before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near, then let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. Who raised up the righteous man from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him, and made him a rule over kings? He gave them as the dust to his sword, and as driven stubble to his bow. He pursued them, and passed safely, even by the way that he had not gone with his feet. Who have wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, Yahweh, Buruku, the first, and with the last, I am he. The owl saw it and feared, The ends of the earth were afraid, drew near, and came. They helped everyone his neighbor, and everyone said to his brethren, be of good courage. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smootheth with the hammer, him that smote the anvil, saying, it is ready for the soldering. And he fastened it with nails, that it should not be moved. But thou, Israel, art my servant Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said to thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy Elohim. I will strengthen thee, yeah, I will help thee, yeah, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, Yahweh, the Elohim, Baruch Hu, will hold thy right hand, saying to thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm, Jacobera, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith Yahweh, Baruch Hu, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the Kedushan of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains, the Tararuch, and beat them small, and shalt make the hills a shaft. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind, the Sahara, shall scatter them. And thou shalt rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel, the Kadus An, the Israel. Amen.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Selassie is our master, yeah, for the enemies are confounded. Last of all, right power overthrow them, yeah.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Yes, I am Yeshua, Shalom, Rastafari. And now the continuing of our reading for this Adis Kidan, Romans chapter 4, verse 1 through 25 in the English. Besama'av, Wel Welid, with Memphis Kudus, Ahadu Amlak, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Romans chapter 4, verse 1 through 25. Justification by faith illustrated. What shall we say then, that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, has found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before Ha'elohim. For what say the scripture, Abraham amen Ha'elohim, and it was counted to him for righteousness? Now to him that work is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. Justifying faith defined. But to him that work not, but amen on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man to whom Ha'elohim imputed righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Adonai Yahweh the Lord will not impute sin. Justification is apart from ordinances. Verse 9, come this blessedness then on the circumcision only, or on the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. How was it then reckoned when he was in circumcision, or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had yet been uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, that are named, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed to them also, and the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of the faith of our father Abraham, which he had been yet uncircumcised. Part 7, justification is apart from the law. As Schofield notes. Verse 13, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith, emunah. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of no effect, because the law worked wrath. For where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he amen, he believed, even Ha Elohim, who quickeneth the dead and call those things which be not as though they were, who against hope are maimed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of HaElohim through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving kabar, giving glory to HaElohim, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we are main, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Adonai from the dead, who was delivered of our offenses and was raised again of our justification. Amen. And that is our reading for this Adiz Kidan, Romans chapter 4, verse 1 through 25. Kabar lekalu, kabar ledimsu, kabar lehailu, kabar lekedemawi, Haile Selassie. Glory to the word, glory to the sound, glory to the power, glory to the firstborn power of the Trinity. Kedemawi, Haile Selassie, the King of Kings, the Father of our Adonai, our Lord, Jesus Christos, Beshim Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children?
Far is the law. Down to now, Rastafari is the law. Rastafari is the law. Oh yeah.
working for Major, working for the system. You can't earn no living and unemployment. As skyscrapers keep rising, what's the use? You wear no more. Oh no no, Rastafari is the law. Don't you know, systems are made to rule. Saying systems are made to divide and abuse. Systems are made to rule. Systems are made to, don't waste your time or your energy working for Babylon organized crime. You'll pay the penalty to divert your attention. But now they're running out of luck. And it's a plus sense on her gloves. Don't you know, systems are made to rule. Saying systems are made to divide and abuse. Systems are made to rule. Systems are made to say they war. Every single day they build the nuclear weapons, mass destruction. Oh no no, for what we don't know, whoa. It's another world conflict. For what we don't know, it's another world conflict. So I said, systems are made to rule. Saying systems are made to divide and abuse you. Systems are made to rule. Saying systems are made to, oh systems. Law, law, law enforcement. General penitentiaries. Dividing the people continually. Hey, so I said, systems are made to rule. Systems are made to divide and abuse. Systems are made to rule. Systems are made, yeah. Oh well, to divide and conquer. Systems to divide and abuse you. Systems to divide and conquer.
This is the Cape Coast Castle in Ghana, West Africa, where enslaved Africans were shipped to the Caribbean, to North America, and other places in the world. From this castle, on the average, 10,000 enslaved Africans were shipped year by year. Altogether, about 60 million Africans were enslaved. Whoever went through this door had no chance of coming back. That is why this door got the name, the Door of No Return.
What's going on, YouTube? Come back at you with another video. Okay, so Ice Cube has been putting a lot of very powerful posts up on his Instagram. Recently, he was talking about how we need to shut the sports down, basically because it's going to be used as a distraction. So now, he's pretty much taunting the Illuminati, as well as recommending Bob Marley music that people listen to. I'm going to show you everything he got up. Before I do, though, if you haven't already followed me on Instagram, at Hip Hop Classics Daily, all one word, please take a second to do so. So we'll start with the Bob Marley. Ice Cube says, homework, listen to this for strength. Straight, though, no chaser. Thank me later. Survival Remastered by Marley. So if you listen to nothing else, if you never listen to Bob Marley, and you only listen to one or two songs, the one or two songs I'm going to tell you to go listen to is Babylon System and Rat Race. You listen to those two Bob Marley songs, and you can basically get an understanding of what's going on in the world. I highly recommend, if you never listen to them, Rat Race, Babylon System, Ice Cube recommending Survival. Go listen to all that shit. Bob Marley, in my opinion, was the realest, most powerful musician ever in the history of the world. That's why they took him out the way they did. Shit is crazy. So Ice Cube also has this post up where he's taunting the Illuminati. You see all the middle fingers to the eye. He said the world will blacken the fucking eye up there. I 100% agree with Ice Cube. The world could blacken the eye. Unfortunately, this is beyond just human beings. Like, this is, at some point, someone connected with the devil directly, demons, something like this, and created the system that we live in. This is beyond man. The system was not created by man 100%. That's why it's called the beast system. We live in the beast system, and regardless of all the power that we have, it's sad to say that it's looking like shit is going to play out exactly how the Bible talks about. The world is crazy as hell. There's some shit going on that is unbelievable. It's sad that most people out there care less. All they care about is shit that has absolutely no relevance or no importance on anybody's lives. But we have no choice now but to go where they're taking us. It would be nice to see everybody rise up. It looks like people are starting to get some type of sense that everything is wrong, but I'm starting to think the reason why this is happening, if you understand what the New World Order is, it's a one world government, one world religion, and one world currency. Well, what do they need to do in order to bring it in? They need to dump the old system. They need to get rid of this system and bring in the New World Order system. So this, to me, is looking like this is exactly what they're doing, is getting people to hate the system even more, getting people ready for the change, because the change is coming. I'm telling you people out there, though, the change that's coming is not going to be a change that we want to see. So get ready. Get your hard hats on. Shit is real out there. I don't have a defeatist attitude, but I do think we're in big trouble from all the years and years and years of not caring, all the years of being focused elsewhere, all the years of being divided, all the years of fuck shit. I think it's looking rough out here, and that's just the reality. Let me know what you guys think in the comments, though. Hit the like, subscribe, share, leave some feedback. Make sure you ring the notification bell if you're subscribed. Also, please take 1 second to click the link I'm going to pin as the top comment. It's going to take you to a dope artist out there, an original artist who makes dope music. I'm trying to get 1,000 subs on YouTube so he can get monetized. He just needs a few more subs. Please hit that link. I appreciate you. Peace.
Discipleship Radio.
Out in the streets, they call it
Discipleship Radio.
We refuse to be
wanted us to be. We are what we are. That's the way it's going to be. If you don't know, you can't educate us or no equal opportunity. Talking about my freedom, people freedom and liberty. Yeah, we've been cutting on the wine for much too long. Rebel, rebel, cause we've been trying on the wine for much too long. Rebel, rebel. Babylon system is a vampire. Looking the children day by day. Yeah, mister, the Babylon system is a vampire. Falling empire. Looking the blood of the sufferer. In the blood of the sufferers.
Everything that move it and live it on the earth. All of my family are music. I'm still seeing them high. I'm the type of intention of them high. Or what music is. You don't know if me have them look there, but when you know which musician you can look for and know if he's a real musician. More than guy will just come in it and I hustle it. Yeah, I'm a new musician.
That every house His Majesty have must be united. Some man believe that only this house right and that one wrong and that one wrong and all the rest wrong. Well, I know that God never make a mistake. So if him have the 12 tribe and him have the Naya Bingi, him have the Ethiopian after that, and him have the RMA and him have this, there must be a man somewhere we can bring all of this thing together.
All right, the law.
I want to sell out the black people. I say people out here know what I want. But His Majesty will never join America nor Russia. Although we look closer to America because so much black people in America. So it must closer to America because I'm having people. You know, just as easy as that. His Majesty will never join America nor Russia. Although we look closer to America because so much black people in America. So it must closer to America because I'm having people. You know, just as easy as that.
I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me, and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel men. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto men. But thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. And I will hope continually, and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous word. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high, who hast done great things. O God, who is like unto thee? Thou, which hast showed me great and sore troubles, shalt quicken me again, and shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness, and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long. For they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame, are brought unto shame, are brought unto shame. My deceit, my deceit, my deceit, my deceit, my deceit, my deceit. My verse, 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 my verse.
مزمور سبع بكنف سبع
አስቀድመው ስለማረፉ ስላሚናዳብ ልጆች የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ አንተን ታመን ለዘላለም ማለፈ በጽድቅ ሐስጥለኝ ታደገኝ ጆሮህን ወደኔ አዘንብል አድነኝ በጠንካራ ቦታ ታድነኝ ዘንድ አምላክና መሸሸጊያ ሁነኝ ኃይሌ መጠጊያዬ አንተ ነህና አምላኬ ከኃጢአተኛ እጅ ከአመፀኛና ከግፈኛም እጅ አድነኝ አቤቱ አንተ ተስፋዬ ነህና እግዚአብሔር ሆይ ከታናሽነቴ ጀምረህ መታመኛዬ ነህና ከማኅፀን ጀምሮ በአንተ ተደገፍ ከእናቴም ሆድ ጀምሮ አንተ መሸሸጊያዬ ነህ ሁል ጊዜም ዝማሬ ለአንተ ነህ ለብዙዎች መደነቂያ ሆን አንተ ግን ብርቱ መጠጊያዬ ነህ አፌን ምስጋና ሞላ ሁል ጊዜ ክብርህንና ግርማህን ዘምር ዘንድ በርጅና የዘመን አትጣለኝ ጉልበቴም ባለቀ ጊዜ አትተው ጠላቶቼ በላይ ተናግረዋልና ነፍሴንም የሚሸዋት በአንድነት ተማክረዋልና እንዲህም አሉ እግዚአብሔር ትቶታል የሚያድነው የለምና ተከትላችሁ ያዙት አምላክ ሆይ ከኔ አትራቅ አምላኬ ሆይ እኔን ለመርዳት ፍጠን ነፍሴን የሚቃወሟት ይፈሩ ይጥፉም ጉዳቴንም የሚፈልጉ እፍረትና ሐሳር ይልበሱ እኔ ግን ሁልጊዜ ተስፋ አደርጋለሁ በምስጋናህም ሁሉ ላይ ይጨምራል ሥራን አላውቅምና አፌ ጽድቅህን ሁልጊዜ ማዳንህን ይናገራል በእግዚአብሔር ኃይል እገባለሁ አቤቱ ጽድቅህን ብቻ አስባለሁ አምላኬ ከታናሽነቴ ጀምረህ አስተማርከኝ እስከ ዛሬም ታምራትህን እነግራለሁ እስካረጅም እስክሸመግልም ድረስ ለሚመጣ ትውልድም ሁሉ ክንድህን ኃይልህንም ጽድቅህንም እስክነግር ድረስ አቤቱ አትተወ አቤቱ እስከ አርያም ታላላቅ ነገሮችን አደረግ አምላክ ሆይ እንዳንተ ያለ ማን ነው ብዙ ጭንቀትንና መከራን አሳይተኸኛልና ተመልሰህ ሕያውም አደረግኸኝ ከምድር ጥልቅም እንደገና ወጣኸኝ ጽድቅህንም አብዛው ተመልሰህም ደስ አሰኘኝ ከጥልቅም እንደገና ወጣኸኝ እኔም በበገና ስለ እውነትህ አመሰግንሃለሁ የእስራኤል ቅዱስ አምላክ ሆይ በመሰንቆ ዘምርልሃለሁ ዝማሬን ባቀረብሁል ጊዜ ከንፈሮቼ ደስ ይላቸዋል አንተ ያዳንሃትም ነፍሴ ጉዳቴን የሚሹ ባፈሩና በተነወሩ ጊዜ አንደበቴ ደግሞ ሁል ጊዜ ጽድቅህን ይናገራል
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
One civilization is not complete without its art, the highest form of expression of human intelligence. You have become complacent, sitting down and allowing the other nations to run away with everything. You have become a bunch of consumers. You are creators. Rise up, mighty people, accomplish what you will. Without confidence, you're twice defeated in the reign of life.
Let's look away the voice, 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 let's look away the voice.
Here we have today's daily psalm, we have psalm time according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Kedemal, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruchu, Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem.
Yes, yes, yes. Here, here, here. Today's daily psalm. Interesting that here in the season we have Psalm 71 repeated. Psalm 71. And from studying this book, you know, some of the documents out there, you know, good, bad, otherwise. This one is Vizyard Kapuscinski, the emperor right here. I know there's some that either are against this book or for it. Basically, we say that it's testimonies of some anonymous Ethiopians, but from some of the descriptions that some of the anonymous Ethiopians here give of their job, their position, who they were, you know, we have discerned who some of these witnesses were here in this document. Now, there's something that is, I think it might still be on the YouTubes, maybe, on the emperor, this Rijad Kapuscinski. And hail up to the brothers and them, Ras Abdiyu, Wendemachin, Ras Obadiah and others, you know, in England, those in the Birmingham and also in the London area who I went out there to protest this play. They tried to, like, do this book with a bunch of witnesses. Basically, what it's like, if you went around interviewing people and they don't want to give a name, but they give, like, an issue and talk about, well, what they did, where they were, when they witnessed, you know, we could say the visitation. What do you mean by the visitation? Well, we could refer to the book of Hanok, the book of Enoch, right? That's going way back there, but it does point to the first and second advent of the Moshiach, the Messiah, pointing to a clear description of Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christos, the son of the womb man, you know, as the Bible talks about that first prophecy, the seed of the womb man, and also the second advent, where there would be a man, but more than a man, and when he comes forward, there would rise up a people. Right, even that people of that new name, that precious name. So in citing that from the Ethiopic book of Enoch, we can see that the ancient Judaic and Jewish and Hebrew testimonies of the Moshiach, the Messiah ben Yosef, that's the one that's linked with Yeshua HaMoshiach, and then the Moshiach, the Messiah ben David, to the greater David, the greater son, as I and I, Rastafari, and the elders had taught I and I in the New Jerusalem schoolroom, the schoolroom of hard knocks until you come to that fourth square, Shalom, that peace. Interesting, the fourth square in Jerusalem, touch on that a little more, but check out the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary. Now, here, we'd like to share just a couple of highlights here, because in the previous couple of days ago, where this psalm came up in the royal order of the daily psalms, we call it Davidic worship, we touched on a couple of sections here, and looking through this, because when we came across this psalm, saw that the context of Psalm 71 is the theme as the prayer, right, the prayer of an old man. And then in some of the witnesses given in this particular book, we'd like just to touch on a couple of areas just to remind ones can go into. But as far as the Rijad Kapuscinski book, I think it's a valuable book of witness and testimony. There's some royalists and would-be monarchists that go against the book, but we support the other Rastafari in protesting and shutting down their plays. They had some man who, handicapped or maybe born with certain birth defects. He was in a wheelchair, and they had him, like, play and the role of the so-called emperor. It was crazy what they did with this play. So they tried to take, like, you know, you go to court, and you get transcripts of testimonies, right? And then you try to put on a play, you know? That's playing around with serious, serious evidence. So we do agree with the monarchists and the others as far as shutting down the play. But as far as saying that the book is false in its statements and testimonies by various Ethiopians of the time and eyewitness who give a anonymous description, some of them you can actually find out who's who. There was one man who describes himself as the one that, you know, was the pillow bearer for the footstool. Right, and others that give such description and the abbreviation of their initials, when you go do your research, you say, well, this is this man right here. Right? And some of the testimonies there are quite good, quite interesting. Here we have on page 152 here of the emperor in Amharic, we would say Negusa Negest. Literally, it's in Amharic is King of Kings. Right? Got 15 minutes for those listening in the live stream. Just like to give that podcast, you know, identification information if ones want to call in. But here, remember that it was a conspiracy against a particular old man, and there's a lot of anonymousness according to the Psalter of David. Let's bring out the Hebrew right here to get the original context and groundation here. So we have Psalm 71, Mizmur Ein Aleph, right here, prayer in old age. They say no superscription heads the Mizmur, the chant, the psalm, that lacks all clues to its authorship. It is a prayer offered by an old man who has had to suffer many trials and is still undergoing hardship from relentless enemies. His confidence is in Hailahim, in the power and Exiavia, the sustainer, to whom he addresses his petition. The speaker, they say, may have been Dawid, David. Others think of Ermias in the Royal Amharic. Ermias is Yeremiah, Jeremiah. The personal note predominates, but at times his thoughts turn to the needs of Amo. So we see the testimony of His Majesty in that time of the Great Tribulation, the Rebellion, circa 74, 75, and this psalm fits mystically, right, to the context, right? But at times his thoughts turn to needs of Amo, his people. As Gurmavi Ngusnagesh said, if the revolution is good for the people, right, I am for the revolution. Interesting right there. It's what they call in law and legal parlance, plausible deniability. Well, if what you're doing is going to be good, I'm for it. But let's see. Whoever he was, here in the notes, he was familiar with other psalms, other mizmor, other chants, Isis, and draws up on them to voice his feelings, yet his prayer, quote, possesses a singular beauty and tenderness of its own. And here's the interesting thing, that this one here is righteous, is innocent, is righteous, right? Not ratchet, but is righteous, and even in old age, he is going through such and such things. Well, here on page 152 from the Emperor book here, a TW says, I tell you, sir, speaking to Richard Kapuscinski here, these anonymous witnesses, some speak good things, some speak bad things, some speak some really questionable things. But here, TW says, I tell you, sir, I knew things were going under just from watching the dignitaries sticking together in a close little pack, slapping each other on the back, telling each other that they were right and the rest of the world could go to hell. See, this is when the things that were going on, the conspiracy against His Majesty, the Great Transgression, Ethiopia, circa 74, 75, this is that time period here. And the dignitaries are what I and I, Rastafari, and the elders have pointed to us as the careless Ethiopians, you know, those who were careless, those who were ingrates, those who bit the hand that fed them, right? So this witness here says he knew that things were going under just from watching the dignitaries sticking together in a close little pack, slapping each other on the back, telling each other they were right and the rest of the world could go to hell, because those who were familiar and aware of what was going on in Ethiopia, they're like, what the? What are you saying? Matthew did what? It was like a twilight zone. It was like, you know, like cognitive dissonance, so to speak. Going on, they didn't even bother to ask us servants for news because they knew what we said would give them the blues. So here, the servants are saying that, you know, those who served His Majesty and were servants, were saying how the dignitaries, many of them from, you know, ancient families, who ancient ancestors probably did something worthy, but they thought they could just ride on the ancestors' glory. So the servants were saying, listen, they didn't even bother to ask us any news because they knew what we would say. Like, they asked us our opinion, what they were up to. You know, even the servants, the little people understood. Them going against Gurmawi, Ngusi Ngesi was wrong, wrong, wrong. Anyway, they said, what can we do? Everything's falling apart. And you should have seen the floaters. Interesting how it describes different personalities, different ones and ones. There were the floaters, right? All consolation. Everything will work out, they said, the floaters. You know, they float around from this to that. They don't really stick. Don't have no stickiness, right? They said, because we're in a state of inertia, and inertia always wins. You know, some things that, well, we just stay in a state of inertia. We'll hang on in the palace, and the common people will never wake up, they said. No wonder some ones and ones, alleged monarchists today, try to suppress the testimonies in this book. We need to investigate the testimonies in this book. They say, we'll hang on in the palace, and the common people will never wake up. They'll never overcome the weight of inertia. If we learn how to give a little here and there, at just the right moments, they'll go on sleeping. We should let sleeping dogs lie. The trick is not to resist evil, these ones and ones said, but to humor it. And the floaters might have been right. The witness here, TW, says, right, initials TW, abbreviated TW, he said that the floaters might have been right except for those officers. They had a real burr in their tail. And they just sliced into the palace, cutting off great hunks of dignitaries. Until in the end, the palace was picked clean, flushed out, and there was nobody left except His Most Extraordinary Majesty and one servant. Now, if you really do your research or have done your research on what occurred then, this is right and accurate, right? Not to get into those details, but hopefully picking up on it. What had happened is that in the last days, in that fulfillment, as it says in Timothy, is it Timothy, where it says, in his times he shall shew who is the blessed and only potentate, King of kings, Lord of lords, In his times he shall shew, because that really brings out the Enoch prophecy concerning the second advent. In his times he shall shew, right? And many of the dignitaries were kind of playing fast and loose with their responsibility. When His Majesty called them to the palace or to the capital, they were, you know, they had other things going on. It's like the parable that the son, yes, was Christ Yeshua, gives. When the man had something going on, they would make a lot of excuses not to be there. They had this going on, they had that going on. But then when things started to turn around, they fled to the palace, you know, to be in the shelter of His Majesty, the shade, the shadow of His wings. Now, King Solomon's, Negu Selamun, Shlomo HaMelech, he says something very, very interesting. Right? He says something very, very interesting. He says, I think it's in Chronicles or Kings, probably Chronicles, he says that the palace is not a place for man, right, but for God. Right? And the word for palace kind of brings out the same sense as a temple. Right? The temple is likened unto the palace in Hebraic thought. So they fled in the sense like to the sanctuary, like to the palace. But they figured if they were there around His Majesty when what they caused to go wrong because of their inertia, you know, they could be spared. But you know, like His Majesty is like the best of the chess player. You know, the chess comes from ancient Ethiopia through Egypt. So while they thought they was playing him, they got played because those officers, they were cutting off great hunks of dignitaries unto the palace. Let's zoom in right here. Was picked clean, fleshed out, and there was nobody left except for His Most Extraordinary Majesty. Now, these attributes are beautiful in this book. His Most Extraordinary. Like, His Imperial Majesty, Gormawi Negusin, I guess. I don't know what that would be, Bamarinya, His Most Extraordinary Majesty. But these are phrases like attributes of He who be, who He be, who He be. He be His Imperial Majesty. Who he be His Most Extraordinary Majesty. And one servant. And one servant. Now, let's just scroll forward right here due to the time. Got like 5 minutes, y'all. So ones and ones who want to hear the full or catch it on the replay. Zooming forward to some notes that the italicized portions here is no doubt what Vidyard Kapuscinski, his words here. He says right here, it says that HS, standing for Haile Selassie, or really HSI or QHS, Kanamawi Haile Selassie, still wore his uniform over which he would throw a warm woolen cape. They got up, speaking about him and his valet, the servant, that you see in some of the later pictures. They got up as they had in the old days, as they had for years, at daybreak. And they went to the palace chapel. Selassie is the chapel. They went to the palace chapel, where each day L.M. read aloud different verses from the Book of Psalms. So in the Orthodox tradition, in different Orthodox tradition, this is known as versicles. Versicles, different verses, key verses of Psalm. This one here, quote, Lord, how they are, Lord, Avetu, how they are increased that trouble me. Many are they that rise up against me. And this versicle, this verse, hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not, and be not far from me, far from I, for trouble is near, for there is none, no one to help. Right, that quote right there. And then this latter part right here, before we ride up right here with the Midrash, right here, here, here. So those two, it says right here, that night, September 11th, that was New Year's was a leap year. September 12th was New Year's that year. But that night on September 11th, the servant and his master, two old men, a prayer in old age, two old men in an abandoned palace, did not sleep because it was New Year's Eve, according to the Ethiopian calendar. And so this part right here, I'm going to zoom in on this, where it says that, Wow. No, I just read this part on the part before. Like, the officers came in, they were quarreling until His Majesty, John Hoy, says, falls into meditation, closes his eyes, and stops breathing. Then the officers withdraw, promising to return. So here, this passage to read. Yeah, we got 2 minutes, y'all. Two minutes. We'll go to the grace period, the grace pod. Silence fell on the palace, but a bad silence, in which one could hear the shouts from the street. Demonstrators were marching through the town, all sorts of rabble loitering, string him up from a tree, loitering about, cursing His Majesty, calling him a thief or labor. Interesting to have Labor Day, right? Labor, right? An Amharic thief, right? Wanting to string him up from a tree. Quote, crook, give back our money, end quote. That's ironic when His Majesty is the one who gave his money. Okay, they said, crook, give back our money, they cried. Hang the emperor. Now, in Amharic, that would literally be Negusa Neges, the king of kings. And the word for hang is the same word in the Amharic for crucify. So crucify the king of kings. Remember what Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christos, Getachin said? They hate him, the son, because they hate the father. Therefore, Isaiah 4. We got 90 seconds, y'all. Last call. Final call. Last call here. So they hate him because they hate the father. So here they said, hang the emperor, which in Amharic, right? Negusa negestuna, sikalot, sikalot. All right? Hang the king of kings. Then the servant says, then I would close all the windows in the palace to prevent these indecent and slanderous cries from reaching his venerable majesty's ears, from stirring his blood. And I would quickly plead my lord, Abed, my lord to the chapel, which was in the most secluded place. And to muffle the blasphemous roar, I would read aloud to him the words of the prophets, the words of the prophets, the Nabiyat, quote, also take no heed to all words that are spoken, lest thou hear thy servant curse thee, end quote. They are vanity and the work of errors. In the time of their visitation, they shall perish, end quote. Remember, O Lord, Abetu, I father's father, O father of the house, what is come up on us, upon I and I. Consider and behold our reproach. The joy of our heart is ceased. Our dance is turned into mourning. The crown is fallen from our head. For this our heart is faint. For these things our eyes are dim. And, quote, how is the gold become dim? How is the most fine gold changed? The stones of the sanctuary are poured out in the top of every street. They that did feed delicately are desolate in the streets. They that were brought up in scarlet embrace dunghills, shite hills. End quote. Thou hast seen all their vengeance and all their imaginations against me, against I. Thou hast heard their reproach, Abetu, my father's father, Abet, O father of the house, the lips of those that rose up against me. I am their music. They have cut off my life in the dungeon and cast a stone up on me, upon I. And here, just the last part before we ride up with the Midrash, going into a little deeper, higher height study on this psalm, Psalm 71. It says, and as his august majesty listened, gracious sir, he would doze off or go into meditation. There I would leave him, proceeding to my lodgings to hear what was being said on the radio. In those days, the radio was the only link between the palace and the empire. As it is right here, Rastafari, the podcast, the Rastafari podcast radio right here, L-O-J, the Lion of Judah Society of His Majesty, where it says that in those days, the radio was the only link between the palace, the Hekal, the palace, and the empire. Just returning right here before we segue right here where it said about, what was those guys, they was talking all that shite, right? They were saying right here, oh, they should let sleeping dogs lie, right? Lie, lie, lie. And here, Sly and Robbie meets Bunny Lee at Dove Station Identification. You listen to the LOJ podcast, the Lion of Judah podcast right here, the Rastafari podcast radio. Here's the Midrash. 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 Here's the Midrash.
Yes. Going to write up the Midrash. Midrash. Audible a little quick time right there. But this is the reason. You know, because those events on September 12th, that leap year, 1974, and going into 75, this is the reason why, oh, you children of the Ethiopians, children of Israel, this is the reason why this verse is found in the scripts.
Ye Ethiopians also, ye shall be slain by my sword, 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 my sword. Ye Ethiopians also. Ye shall be slain by my sword.
Slain by my sword. Slain by
the Ethiopians also.
Also.
The Ethiopians also.
Also.
The Ethiopians also.
Ethiopians also.
Ethiopians also.
Ethiopians also.
The Ethiopians also. Ye shall be slain by my sword.
Slain by my sword.
Slain by my sword.
Slain by
the Ethiopians also.
Ye-
and you can't conquer the conquering lion of Judah. He's a healing of God, and you can't conquer the conquering lion of Judah. So you can talk, you talk, some of them are propaganda. Only make high man hold on stronger. Remembering the days of old, that's how we go. Old time something come back again. This is the King of Kings, and you can't conquer the conquering lion of Judah. He is the healer of God, and you can't conquer the conquering lion of Judah. I say, yeah, what a war.
I'm going to segue it, return to Psalm 71 momentarily, but here we're in Vayera, and he appeared. Who appeared? The Holy Trinity appeared in the house of Abraham, in the Beit Abraham. So here, look at audible, revealing the Trinity, even in the Hebrew scripts. Right here, Shema Yisrael.
Shalom, shalom, Chavarim, shalom, shalom. We touch on the Hebrew first words for this fourth Rastafari sabbatical study, this Shabbat Strong. Wayera, we have Wayera. Wayera, some of the other Yehudim, and they pronounce it as Vayera in their particular enunciation, but according to we, the black Jews, or the line of the tribe of Judah, and the Afro-Shemitic of the pure language, that royal Amharic, as well as the G'ez, the Ethiopic, the pointing would be Wayera, 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 and he appeared, Wayera, and he appeared. The Hebrew Trinity, the Holy Trinity. The Hebrew Trinity is the Holy Trinity. Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yahuwah, 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 Yahweh is the Holy Trinity, and the Hebrew Trinity is the Holy Trinity. So in looking at this Torah portion, reading and feeding, there's some additional references I like to share with the brothers and sisters, and you'll find that as well at the RastafariFoundation.org, I and I Grace book, on the World Wide Web and in the social media. So be sure to, you know, get a subscription, check out what's there, and also to share it elsewhere, you know, because sharing is caring in the way, truth, and life of the King of Kings Christ, especially concerning the teaching. So give us the teaching of his majesty, of his divine majesty. We don't want no devil's philosophy. Man was created in the image and after the likeness of Elohim. Man was not emanated from a deity or divinity. Man was not emanated. The teaching of his majesty, Abinu, Melkein, Ainabuna, Nagusna, Kanamawi, Hadassalasi. I said to Ainai, especially to Ainai, the new name, the precious name, new name Rastafari, that man, the human being, saying man was not emanated from a deity. This points to the creation, the iration, man being created in the image and after the likeness of Elohim. In the image and after the likeness. And man is a tripartite being, right? A trifold, one might say, in the English being. In other words, man has spirit, he has soul, and he has a five-cycle carbon organic structure that's called a body. So man was created in the image and after the likeness, and in that relation, covenant relation, we know the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And in wisdom, right, in Chokmah, right, because remember Chokmah, the Hebrew Sophia, is the Reshith. Even in the beginning, in the Sefer Bereshith, the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Genesis, or Hebraically speaking, the Sefer Bereshith, the Sefer Rishon Bereshith, in the Reshith. Proverbs 4 and 7 says that Chokmah, the Hebrew Sophia, wisdom, is the Reshith, like Kinei Chokmah, and to get wisdom. Right? So that key word, Reshith, in connection with wisdom. So we have the triple male, or he who be who he be, Yahuwah Ahad, he who be who he be, the one who is the Hebrew Trinity, right? The Hebrew Trinity is the Holy Trinity, and Yahuwah is the Hebrew Trinity and the Holy Trinity. And this Torah portion here, the fourth in the Sefer, in the Sefer Bereshit, the first book of Moshe, here in I-9 Sabbatical Studies, he had the fourth Sabbatical Study weekly Torah portion reading and feeding for this Shabbat Strong. Hebraically, Vayera, often called Vayera, but more correctly pointed as Vayera, right? Ethiopically speaking, in the Book of the Seven Seals, Tegelet Elet, and he revealed, he was revealed for him and to him. So here we have the Hebrew Trinity, truly the Holy Trinity, in the house of Abraham, Bebeta Abraham, in the house of Abraham. So let's pick up right here for a couple of first words and first reasonments on the Hebrew Trinity, which is the Holy Trinity and the only true Trinity concerning the divinity of he who be who he be, his divine majesty, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh. We have the Tetragrammaton name, he who he be. So here in picking up with this Torah portion reading and feeding, we pick up at Genesis, the first book of Moses, Genesis chapter 18, Chabarim. So let's go here to chapter 18, Genesis chapter 18, and let's bring this up, my sword. So we pick up right here for the fourth sabbatical study, right, this Shabbat Strong, this weekly Torah portion reading and feeding with Genesis chapter 18, first book of Moses, Moshe, Hebrew book of Genesis, known as the Sefer Bereshith, in the Reshith, and Chokmah, wisdom, she is the Reshith, Proverbs 4, I think it's 4 and 7, yeah? So we have here Genesis chapter 18. And Hashem, and Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yahuwah, and Adonai, and Hashem, the Lord in the English translations, and Hashem appeared, he who be who he be, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yahuwah, appeared to him in the plains of Mamre. Now, we touched on this before, but let's touch on this again. And the word plains is a kind of an over-translation, because not really plains. When we look at the H-436, we have this as the Elon. In the Hebrew, in the Masoretic, the manuscripts, is Elone Mamre, the Elone Mamre. Now, KJV, King James Version, translates this as the plains. Now, when you think of the plains, you get a different view than when you look at the Hebrew here. This is what we do, the HD, the Hebrew definition, the H-436, Elone, the Elone Mamre, the great tree, the great tree, right? When we look down here at Strong's, it's prolonged from the H-352, and H-352, just touching on that right here, is Ayil. Now, this is an interesting word, Ayil, in this form is Ram, but then we have Ayile and Hayile, like Haile Selassie, Ayile, which in the Hebrew means strength and mighty one. Right, as we have Haile Selassie, the might and the power of the Trinity. And this Torah portion, we have the Hebrew Trinity, the Holy Trinity, he who he be, in the house of Abraham, Beta Abraham. So very interesting looking at this word right here. But here, the Strong's bringing out, when it says an oak tree, it's a tree, a terebinth, some say, an oak tree. But here's the key for the Hebraic. Is Elone, Ayil, Ayil, Hayil, Ayil is strong. And so we get El, and Elohim, strength, right? From the root, the El and the Ayil, right? Which is also translated as the ram. And so we have to learn to read the sign language. So in this particular word, we have strength. So where was Abraham and where was this meeting? And also note this from the previous Torah portion, I think it's chapter 14, around about 12, verse 12 or 13 of chapter 14 of Genesis, where we first find Abraham ha-Ibri, right? Abraham the Hebrew, And he's also said to be dwelling in the plains of Mamre, but this is the trees. Was he dwelling in the trees? Was he dwelling in a heavily treed area? But definitely in the Hebrew, it's not saying plains. Just to point that out there, I think this is very important for the proper context, right, when we're looking at this Hebraically, right? Give thanks for KJV translation, but there's some bibliolaters out there, you know, I say bibliolaters like idolaters, you know, they'll say, oh, King James, and they won't want to go beyond that and even say some wild stuff like it's even better than the Hebrew. No, it's not. But it is a good aid, it's a good assistance, especially in the baby steps, right? You know, first we have to crawl before we can walk, you know, we have to totter before we can stand. So here we go to get a good understanding. And Yahuwah, he who be who he be, Yod Hey Weh Hey, appeared to him in the tree, the strong tree or the strong trees, the Elone Mamre, and he sat in the tent door. He sat in the Patach Ha Ohel, the Patach of the Ohel Ha Ohel, in the tent door, in the heat of the day, b'chom hayom, b'chom, like b'chom, cham, to be hot, chom, cham in the Hebrew, in the heat of the day, b'keterim gizeh, in other words, b'amarinia, in the, like at noontime, the hottest part of the day, b'chom hayom, the Hebrew, b'chom, chom, the hot of hayom, yom, the day, and in the Ethiopic, the word for day is same as the Hebrew, we have yom, when we look at the Ethiopic, the goodness, right, but here, looking from low degrees to high degrees, so here, this is right here, brothers and sisters, let's get set up, so now, that's the first verse, so that's the first words for this fourth in the cipher, fourth in the series here in a new sabbatical, we could say semester or a shemester, right, a new shemester here and here at the fourth, right, and here's where we have the first principles, here's where we study the first principles of the Dibrei Elohim, of the words of Elohim. In the beginning was the word, the Devar, and the Devar was with Elohim, and the Devar was Elohim, and he, speaking of Abraham, as we get to verse 2 of Genesis chapter 18, and he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, look, see, three men, Shalosha Nashim, three men, they stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and he bowed himself toward the ground. And he said, my Lord, Adonai, my Lord, Adonai, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, I from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort your hearts. After that, y'all shall pass on. For therefore are y'all come to your servant. And they said, so do as thou hast said. All right, now, we're going to pause here at the fifth verse, and let's scroll to the beginning. So what do we have here? Now, hopefully you all are familiar with this particular chapter in the scripture and has gone through a kind of an overview. I'd like to go through all of the precious details again, but for time consideration, let's just point out a few things. So we have Abraham and the three men. Abraham and the Hebrew Trinity. Abraham and the Holy Trinity, Yahweh, he who be, we be. But here's what's so interesting right here. As we go over some of the basics to prove that there was a time, right, there was a time, and this is what the Messiah, Yeshua, HaNotri, was pointing to when the rabbis, right, when the rabbis were good rabbis, the scholars and the teachers, when they believed, they believed, they amen, they yed and amen in Ha'ab, in Havain, and in Ruach HaKadosh. They are main in he who be, who he be, who is Kadosh, 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 as we have that in that revelation to Yeshaya, to Esaias, to Isaiah, the prophet. So there was a time when, right, but that was not the time when the Moshiach in the first advent came, right? He did not find them, not all, in that true faith. There was those good rabbis such as Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea, but there was a false doctrine that had crept in. So there was a time when the rabbis, the scholars, and, you know, the Trinity, some people say that the Trinity is not a Jewish idea. Right? We have to question those ones and ones there, so-called Jewry, or their knowledge of the truth of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Right? But here, let's touch on this right here concerning the Hebrew Trinity and concerning the Holy Trinity in the house of Abraham. Right? So there were three heavenly men, right? Three holy men, three heavenly men. They came to visit Abraham. They came to visit Abraham. Now, these men, they did not pose as Israelites. They wasn't Israelites. Let's note that as well, too. These three men that came to Abraham's house, is according to just the Peshat, the plain reading, right? The Hebrew says, Shalosha Anashim, Anashim, right? Anashim, Enosh, Enosh, right? Mortal men. Three mortal men. I am a man. I am mortal. Three mortal men. Right? These men, they didn't pose as B'nai Yisrael, as Israelites, since Yisrael, Israel, Yashael, did not exist. Right? Had not been made. Let's point it out, because he who be who he be, Hashem is I and I maker. Now, Abraham must have assumed at first that they were maybe Aramaeans. I mean, who were these men? Perhaps they was from Haran. Abraham, he addressed the three men in the Hebrew as Adonai, not Adoni, my Lord, right? But as Adonai, as Getoche. Bamarini would say Getoche, not as Getaye, but Getoche. In the Hebrew, as Adonai, and not as Adoni. He addressed them as my lords. He addressed them as my lords. Now, the plural form, Adonai, it literally means my lords, my adons, right? But modern translators often just read this or cause it to, they translate it, so to speak, as Lord. Now, how do we note this right here? Well, let's note this for y'all, you know, those who have seen the vlog, those who are here in the audio, please follow up on this. We're going to my sword, right? And looking at the compare verses right here, let's take the HB right here. It says, Why Yisa Anayo, right? And he lifted up, Why Yisa Anayo. He lifted his eyes, Why Yara, Wihine, and behold, and look, see, right? Shalosha Anashim. Nitzarim Alayo. And he saw three men. So here we have, in this verse right here, we have Shalosha, right? Anashim. Three mortal men. Now this kind of reminds us of another divine encounter that another patriarch has, Yaakov, where he met the man. Remember, he first was wrestling for man. Then the man became, in his view, his perception, an angel. Then at the fulfillment of this encounter, this very close encounter, right, with, we could say, with the angel of the presence, the pre-incarnate Yeshua HaNotri, the pre-incarnate Messiah, the great Emmanuel, he recognized that not only that he had wrestled with a man, not only more than that he had wrestled with an angel, but more than that he had wrestled with Elohim. And he says so. We have that in the scripture, the testimony of the scriptures, right? As it is written, he says that he wrestled with Elohim. He's seen Elohim face to face, and his life is preserved. Now, notice that right there. What we have is what ones might call a kind of a spiritual, a growth in consciousness and realization. He is growing in consciousness. First, he saw the man as a man, speaking about Jacob. And I'm using that as a comparison here with Abraham, right? With Father Abinu Abraham, Abuna Abraham. First, he saw three mortal men, Shalosha Anashim. As you can see, what we have highlighted right here, Shalosha Anashim. Now, what's interesting is when he says in this next verse, right, he says right here, he says, and said, my Lord, right? Now, you notice right there, my Lord. They have it as Adonai. Now, some might try to tell you, oh, this is majestic, a majestic plural on a certain level. Well, that's interesting because there were three men, wasn't there? There was Shalosha Anashim. Was he just seeing three men? No, there were three men. There were three men. Now, it becomes interesting as the scene develops and as the testimony develops and the consciousness develops, the spiritual consciousness, that he is talking to Yahuwah. Right? He's talking to Yahuwah. He's talking to Hashem. He's talking to Jehovah. Right? Remember the two other men? Now, notice in the next chapter, they are said to be angels. But this is not confusing from a Hebrew perspective. Because what is an angel? If I say, please take this message to so-and-so and tell them that I said such-and-such, and you do that, you are my angel, you're my messenger. That's what it is, the messenger, there to deliver a message. Right, let's take it out of spookism, right? Because if we're looking at it from John Wade, Truth and Life, right? Give us a teaching of his magic. All that spookism of the Western Gentile, all of those things are like false gods, you know? So you have to separate from those false ideas, right? So when somebody says angels, people start to think of like wings and this and that and the next thing. But that's not really according to the Hebraics of it all. That is saying to say a messenger, one who is sent, literally in the Hebrew, one who is sent. But here we find Abraham addressing, right, all three of them as Adonai. You can see that's the H136 word right there. Now, that they answered. Now, you notice that in verse 5 it says, they answered Abraham. They answered Abraham. Let's go right here to verse 5, right? It says, and they said, and they said. Notice, and they said. He addressed them as Adonai. Right? He didn't say as Adoni, but he says as Adonai. So in the Hebraic sense, he's addressing all of them as my lords, but this word Adonai also is used of he who be who he be. So it's a very interesting. Remember, Abram is Ha'ibri, right? He's the Hebrew. He has crossed over from low degrees, from idolatry, and he's growing in grace and in true spirituality. Now he's having this close encounter with the Hebrew Trinity, right? This is what is going on here with Abraham, right? Abraham and this Torah portion right here. So going on, they answered Abraham in Genesis 18 and 5. And what does this show us? This shows that Ha'ab, right, Ha'ab was Adonai, was Lord, right? Habain, right, the son, right, was Adonai. And the spirit, the Ruach, right, the spirit was Adonai. And this is exactly what the Athanasian, the Orthodox Creed, this is exactly what the creed teaches I and we. What does the creed teach us? This is exactly. So Abraham said, if now I have found favor in your sight. Now, here's what's interesting when you look at the Hebrew. When Abraham says, if now I have found favor in your sight, in the Hebrew, the your sight, your face, right, is singular. The Hebrew is singular. We have this in Genesis 18 and 3. The Hebrew there is singular. He didn't say, if I found grace in all of y'all's sight, plural. He uses in the Hebrew, he says, if I found grace in your sight, as though he is speaking to one. Right? Now, that Abraham, he used a singular sight. This is important. This shows that Abraham meant lords when he said Adonai, which some would say, well, this is like a plural because there was three of them. But this shows that when he said Adonai as a plural, he was saying as a plural collective now, that all of you, there may be three of you, but y'all are one. Y'all are one. So if I found grace, not in all of y'all's sight, but in your sight as one, that all of y'all have one sight. So this is a very key area of Scripture, right, where we have the Hebrew Trinity and the Holy Trinity, the true. Let's also point that out, the true Trinity. I'm not talking about pseudo-Trinities, false gods, or other gods, or other Elohim. No, we're talking about the true, right? That's why the Shema is said the way it's said. When it says Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Ahad. Hail Israel, he who be who he be, our Elohim, he who be who he be, Ahad, Ahad, one Elohim. This is the same thing that Abraham is saying right here. He addresses the three of them, and we know it's Shalosha, Shalosha, we like to say Salase, Shalosha Anashim. It's three of them, right? There's three of them. He addressed them as Adonai. Some would tell you, well, this is some majestic plural. You might hear someone say, no, well, people are just saying that because it's a majestic plural. Well, in a sense, we understand in the fuller development of the way of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, even in latter-day Judaism, the worship is as us going before a king, even the King of Kings. We have to understand that in the Hebraic, Judaic, the divine liturgy, we the black Jews of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, and even among Jews and in Judaism, there's this relationship that we, right, as Yisrael, as Israel, are the king's children. Right, so we're going before the king. So that's understandable there. But this is the groundation of the revelation. And here at the groundation of revelation, it shows that the way the translators have translated it, and if you don't have the spirit of truth or the Holy Spirit is not guiding you, you're just going to believe what the translator says. But the real meaning of it, right, is even more than the translator brought out. You see what I'm saying? So here's where we have the Hebrew Trinity so clearly revealed in the Scriptures. And this is why the New Testament says, study to show yourself approved. Because they know there'll be days, days and days like these, but they shall go to and fro and knowledge shall increase. Right? Modulation, demodulation, we have this technology, let's utilize it to teach and to communicate the truth. Right? So the three visitors. So what we know for sure is that these three, they were visitors, right? Then they come and visit. These three visitors had understood. They understood when Abraham said, Adonai. When he says Adonai, right, if they had understood Adonai as, some people would say, a majestic plural, right, just speaking of all of them, then they would have understood Abraham to say majestic Lord in a singular rather than lords plurally. In other words, he could have said Adon or Adoni, but he said Adonai. So if the three men, the Shlosha Nashim, as the Hebrew brings out, if they were familiar with this latter-day interpolation, the Hebrew, of so-called majestic plurals, they would have thought that Abraham had addressed only one majestic Lord of the three. But he addressed all of them, as we say, Ahad, as one. Right? Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Ahad. He addressed all of them by saying, Adonai. And now they answering. Remember, he said to them, if I found grace in your sight, he didn't say in your sight, but he said in your male sight to the three. Right? So this revelation, this is the precious revelation of the Hebrew Trinity, the Holy Trinity. Right? Now, all three visitors reply. We have this in Genesis 18 and 5. It says, and they. This shows that the three visitors thought, from what Abraham had said, that Abraham had addressed them collectively as one, Ahad, as a group of lords, right? So we have Ha'ab, Ha'bein, Ruach HaKadosh, right? So this idea that some would say, well, there's this whole majestic plural, so forth and so on, what we can clearly see is that this idea of majestic plural, what ones would try to use that to argue against the Peshat, the plain revelation of the text. It's not us looking at this now. This is what the early church, right, that Judeo-Christian church, right, and even that most Jewish of the Orthodox churches, as the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church, this is where we get that true teaching, right, of the Trinity. And you got to check out the Amis Ma'ide Mistir and the Mistir Selase, and looking at the teaching that's known as the Mystery of the Trinity, and also checking out Yoel Natan's great book, The Jewish Trinity. Just some points to that right here. Let's see if we can bring that up. Here we go right here. Let's go over here. Right, the Jewish Trinity. Right, this particular document right here. I think we have some more. There we go right here. This right here. Excellent book. Because this goes along with the Orthodox Tewahedo teaching. If you ever have had an opportunity to read a good translation or to study it in Amharic, as we have had that pleasure and privilege, as well as the Ge'ez, the Ethiopic, especially the Ge'ez, because the Ge'ez is a pure Shemitic language. Hebrew is Afro-Shemitic, and Amharic is Afro-Shemitic, but the key is the Ge'ez. So this is also a very, very important, you know, I said, don't judge a book by its cover, right? Open it up and take a look and read, right? So here in speaking on the, he calls it the Jewish Trinity. We prefer to say the Hebrew Trinity is the Holy Trinity and Yahweh. Right? He says Yahweh, but, you know, I guess he's Ashkenazi, so forth, so that's their speech. That's the way they interpret it. But we see that Yahweh, Yahuwah, right, is the Hebrew Trinity. And the Hebrew Trinity is the Holy Trinity. So here we have just one example, right, just looking at this one example right here of the Hebrew Trinity in the house of Abraham. Right, as we need to get that foundation so we can come to the full here we go right here, boom, right, the Hebrew Trinity, the Holy Trinity, the first power of the Trinity, right, weep not, behold, right, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. And this Torah portion is a precious Torah portion because here we have the Hebrew Trinity revealed in the house of Father Abraham. Stay tuned. More to come forward, brothers and sisters. Give thanks. Thank you for your time. Shia. Yes, I. Give thanks.
Yes, I. Give thanks.
Jah bless.
Yes, I. Give thanks.
Jah bless.
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 Kabur l'kalu, kabur l'dimtzu, kabur l'haylu. Glory to the word. Glory be to the word. Glory be to the sound. Glory be to the power. Kabur l'kalu, kabur l'dimtzu, kabur l'haylu. Kabur l'abinu, l'melkenu. Glory be to our Father and our King. Kabur l'abuna, l'ngusna. Glory be to the first power of the Trinity, Be'eshem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in name of Yeshua, the Messiah, Be'getachna, Be'medchanetachin, Be'Yesus Christos Sim. Amen.
Bakadamawi. Bakadamawi. በቀዳሚ ገብረ እግዚአብሔር ሰማየ ወምድረ
በቀዳማዊ ቃሉ በቀዳማዊ ስልጣኑ አንድም በቀዳማዊ ልጁ በመጀመሪያ መፍጠሩ አንድም
ቀዳማዊ ቀዳማዊ ኢንፍላሲያ
The whole place is due for
Yes, 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 brothers and sisters, live stream got disconnected temporarily when was going over some of the basics of this revelation here at the fourth, here's the fourth sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong, for Shabbat Wa Yera, and he appeared to Galet Alet, and he appeared to him, the revelation of the Hebrew Trinity, the Holy Trinity in the house of Abraham, and also the words of Kedemawi HaSelase, concerning her majesty as Sarah, therefore his majesty as Abraham in the revelation. And I, Rastafari, as that seed, the seed shall be called in Yitzhak, Esai. God bless the soul of Archbishop Yitzhak, Rastafari. Don't diss the Trinity.
I don't know African star, and I want to send a creation out to all Huggins gang, all Washington Garden crew, Standpipe Massive, Father Star, alongside the African star crew, go on, big up my like Rabbi. So you like you, Eugene, you don't know you're cool, still not watching nothing, and every time. It means all about knowing inside, the vines all courtesy outside, one garlic silk, alongside one capeton, you like Harry Joe, you like Jerry Chuck, not watching nothing.
And it's the greatest sound there to be praised. And I said, just shall rise and all his enemies shall scatter, and they shall be like footstone, just shall trample them from now and forevermore. It's lost, yeah, just rest the power and
as we draw, keep it on God, it's still.
Still, perfect love, my brother. Yay! Rastafari, Haile Selassie the first, who lives and rules and reign over all living things. Now his disciples ask him, Father Jah, what shall be the sign of thy coming? And Jah answered and said, For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. Jah! Rastafari! I listen last to the first, the only God, and there's no God beside him. Oh, well, now, now. Oh, yes, Rastafari. Prophet, we love you from the heart, now, now, well. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall tell you. Jah, he's the highest. Every knee shall bow. Every knee shall. Every
knee shall.
Every knee shall.
So when we say, boy, if you're this Marcus, then you must fight the dust and equal rights and justice. That's what it taught us. And if you're this Rastafari, boy, you're going to die. Emperor Rastafari, you're going to die. This Emmanuel, gone down the hill. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall tell them. Send up for them, I walk with them evil soul. In a corruption for them all the good. I am low places with every kidney swell. True vanity, all them sold them a sell. Man a gun book, a man a man a gun Jezebel. The earth is the fullness where everything dwell. They are you find ever, they are you find hell. So when you see the Reuben, please not find bell. I said, Maracara, oh I'm wife, it is Reuben. Then you must buy the dust and equal rights and justice that. Oh I'm wife, it is Selassie. You surely go and die. Emperor Selassie, I am guy, I am guy.
Love Rastafari, love Haile Selassie, I say, wrong they complain, even if we call Selassie's name, it's the same what they want us to do. Don't they know this is nothing new, why won't they do what they want, let me do my thing, it will be thankful, the lights of both are still shining, shining, blessed are ye. When men shall revile you and persecute you
But we look in ourselves and we see who we are. Take a little look and look back from the far. What's out there and them not have from war. Atomic energy and increase with the world. Them a fly go a Jupiter, fly go a Mars. Oh, them a fly, them still can't touch the star. Be the eagle and the dragon, three of them a pearl. Some in one say I am not a pearl. Rule all nation and conquer our world. This is African, y'all a melt like a ball. If it is Marcus, then you must buy the dust. Equal rights and justice, that's what...
For her sins have reached unto heaven, that ye be not partakers of her sins. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, my people, my people, my people.
Tell me who's that writing? John the Revelator, tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator, tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seventh seal. Who's that riding? John the Revelator, tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator, well, who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seventh seal. You know, God walked down in the cool of the day, called Adam by his name. And he refused to answer because he's naked and ashamed. Who's that riding? John the Revelator. Who's that riding? John the Revelator. Who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seventh seal. You know Christ had 12 apostles and 3 he led away. Say, watch with me 1 hour till I go yon and pray. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Who's that riding, John the Revelator? Wrote the book of the seven seas. Who's that riding, John the Revelator? Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Who's that riding, John the Revelator? Wrote the book of the seven seas. Christ came on the Easter morning. Mary and Martha was down to see. Go tell my disciples to meet me in Galilee. Tell me who's riding, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Wrote the book of the seventh seal. Who's that riding, John the Revelator? Who's that riding, John the Revelator? Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator, of the book of the seven seals.
And when the Lamb opened the seventh seal, silence covered the sky.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
And here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 71, prayer of the old man in old age. Revelation.
Psalm 71. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me, and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel men. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many. But thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to every one that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high, who hast done great things. O God, who is like unto thee? Thou, which hast showed me great and sore troubles, shalt quicken me again, and shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness, and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded. For they are brought unto Sheol, brought unto Sheol, brought unto Sheol,
Selassie is the master, yeah, for the enemies I can found
in today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Mizmor Ein Aleph. Psalm 71, Mizmor Ein Aleph. Psalm LXXI. Hear, Midrash, in today's daily psalm, Psalm 71. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me, make I not be put to shame in the world. B'tai Yehovah chasiti alevosha le'olam. In thee I, b'ka. Yahweh, O Jehovah, do I put my trust, chasiti. Let me, make I not be put to shame, al evosha, le'olam, in the world. Vikai Yahweh, chasiti, al evosha, le'olam. This psalm, this mizmor, comes close to the matter of the preceding psalm, Mizmor Ein. In that David said, Ribon shel olamim. Shel ha'olamim, Master of the universe, universal master, if such is the promise, then, Bekai Yehovah, Chasiti, Alevosha, Le'olam, in the eye of Jehovah, do I put my trust. May I not be put to shame in the world. Bekai Yehovah, Chasiti, Alevosha, Le'olam. But were not the B'nai Yisrael, were not the sons, the children of Israel, were not the Israelites put to shame in this world, even though Scripture has them saying, Bekai Yehovah Chasiti Alevosha Le'olam, in the eye of Jehovah do I put my trust. Let me make I not be put to shame in the world. David meant, however, let it be enough, make it be enough that we, that I and I, are put to shame in this world. Make I and I not be put to shame in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. As Yeshayahu, Esaias said, even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 45:17, O Israel, that art saved by the Lord with an everlasting salvation, ye, y'all, shall not be ashamed nor confounded in the world without end, without end, without end, without Yisrael end. Yisraela no by Yahuwah te shu'ata olamim. Lo tevo shuve, lo atikalmu, ada olmei ada. O Israel, Yisrael, that art saved, who art saved. Yisrael anosha, by Jehovah, by Yahuwah, with an everlasting salvation. Tishuata olamim. He, y'all, shall not be ashamed. Lo tevo shu, nor confounded with lo tikalmu, world without end. Ad olmei ad. Yisrael anosha'a by Yahuwah tishuata olamim. Lo tevosh with lo atikalmu ad olmei ad.
Olmei ad. Olmei ad. Olmei ad.
Deliver me in thy righteousness and rescue me. Deliver me in thy righteousness and rescue me. Bitzitateka. Tatsleini, uatifalteini. Deliver me, deliver I in thy righteousness, bitzitateka. Deliver me, tatsleini, and rescue me, and rescue I, uatifalteini. Here today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ayin Aleph, Psalm 71, here the second verse. The congregation of Israel, the Edat Yisrael, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, to the Sanctified One, the Set-Apart One, to the Ilo One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, when Thou, the I, deliverest us, deliverest I and I, Thou, the I, wilt deliver us, deliver, I liver I and I, not because of our righteousness, nor because of the good works, nor because of the good works that we, that I and I, have accumulated, but Thou, the I, wilt deliver us, whether today or tomorrow, on account of Tzidkateka, thy righteousness, Tzidkateka, in thy righteousness, as is said even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 59, verses 16 and 17, that reads, and he saw that there was no man, and was astonished that there was no intercessor. Therefore, he put on righteousness as a coat of mail. And he saw that there was no man, and was astonished that there was no intercessor. Therefore, he put on righteousness as a coat of mail. Vayare, ki ein ish, vayisha tomein, ki ein mafgia, vayilbasha tzedaka, kashiryan. And he saw that there was no man. Vayare, ki ein ish, and was astonished, Vayishtomein, that there was no intercessor, ki ein mafgiah. Therefore, Vayilbasha tzedaka kashiryan, and he put on righteousness, Vayilbash tzedaka, as a coat of mail, kashiryan. Vayare, ki ein ish, Vayishtomein, ki ein mafgiah. He put on righteousness, he put on charity. Hence, here it is said, deliver me in thy righteousness and rescue me. The verse, it concludes,
Incline thine ear to me and save me. Hate Elias Neka with Hoshaini. Incline thine ear to I. Hate Elias Neka and save me and save I with Hoshaini. If thou but inclinest thine ear to me, then I know that thou, I heedest, as is said, even in Psalm 116, first verse. I love the Lord, because he heedeth my voice and my supplication, because he hath inclined his ear to me. I love the Lord, because he heedeth my voice and my supplication, because he hath inclined his ear to me, because he hath inclined his ear to I. Mizmor Kof Tet Zain, Kof Tet Zain. Here. Psalm 116, Psalm CXVI. Mizmor Kof Tet Zain. Ahavti ki ishma'a yawa etakoli tachinunai. I love Jehovah. Ahavti. Should hear. Should hear. Because he hear. I love that Jehovah should hear. Ahavti. Ki ishma yawa etakoli, my voice, tachnunai, my supplications. Ahabti, ki ishma yahwa etakoli, tachnunai. And at once he saves me, and at once he saves I. As is said, even in Psalm 116 at the sixth verse, when I was brought low, he saved me. When I was brought low, he saved I. Daloti with lo with li. Dalotia with li ye hoshia. I was brought low. Daloti. I was brought low. Li with li. And for me, ye hoshia. And he saved. For me, and he saved me, and he saved I. Daloti with Leah Yehoshia. So too, Hezekiah said, even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 37 and 17, incline thine ear, O Lord, and heed. Incline thine ear, O Lord, and heed. And hear. Hatei Yahuwah Azneka Ushma'a. Incline thine ear, O Jehovah, Hatei Yahuwah Azneka, and hear, Ushma, Hatei Yahuwah Azneka, Ushma. And because thou, the I, inclinest thine ear, Azneka, thou dost heed, hear, and save. For thou didst say to Chizkiyahu, to Hezekiah, according to Yeshayahu, Isaiah 19, verse 20, that which thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heeded. That thou, the I, hast prayed to I against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heeded, I have heard. And here the quote to be found, according to the KJV, 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 20, that reads, then Isaiah, the son of Amoz, sent to Hezekiah, saying, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, that which thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard. Vayishlacha Yeshayahu vena Amoza illa Chizkiyahu lemor. Koh amar Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael, asher hita palata alei illa Sennacherib melech Ashur shamaiti. Lamaze, why? Because thou, the eye, disincline Azneka, the eye's ear. Hence, here it is said, incline thine ear to me, to I, and save me. Hatei Elai Azneka with Hoshaini. Be thou my strong habitation. Hear today's daily psalm, the next verse, the Gimel, the Gimel, the Gamel, the third verse. Be thou my strong habitation. Heye li lisor ma'on. Be thou, become thou to me, be thou to I. Heye, heye li, heye li. A sheltering rock. Lisor ma'on. Heye li lisor ma'on. In my exile, my habitation, whereto I may continually resort, whereto I may itinually resort. Lavo tamid sweeta li hoshaini. In my exile, when I am in anguish, I go into a Knesset, I go into a Mikorab, I go into a synagogue for prayer, for tefillah. And tefillati, my prayer, becomes a strong tower for me. As is said even in Mishle Shlomo, in the Mashal, the Proverbs, Proverbs 18 and 10, where it reads, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Migdal Oza Shema Yahuwah Bawa Yarutza Tzadika V'Nisgav. The name of Jehovah is a strong tower. Migdal Oz Shem Yahuwah. The righteous runneth into it. Bawu Yarutza Tzadik. And is set up on high. V'Nisgav. Migdal Oza Shemi Yahuwah. Bawa Yarutza Tzadika. V'Nisgav. And further, even in Yoel, Eul, in Joel 3 and 5, where it reads, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. V'haya kol asher yikra v'shem Yahuwah yimalet. And it shall come to pass, v'haya, that whosoever, that all call, shall call asher yikra on the name of Jehovah, b'shem Yahuwah, shall be delivered. Yimalet, shall escape. Yimalet, shall be delivered. V'haya kol asher yikra b'shem Yahuwah yimalet. Rescue me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the ratchet, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. Hear. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ayin Aleph. Here, the Dalet verse here, the fourth verse. Elohai paletei niya miyada rasha'a mikafa mi'avela ve'achometz. Oh my Elohim, Elohai, Hailiyai, Elohai, rescue I, paltei ni, out of the hand of the wicked, miyad rasha, out of the grass, mikaf, of the unrighteous, mi'avel, and ruthless man, v'chometz, Elohai, paltei ni, miyad rasha, mikafa mi'avel, v'chometz. The unrighteous mi'avel man is Ishmael, and the cruel man v'chometz, and the cruel man is Edom, whose decrees enacted against me are as bitter as vinegar. Here, Midrash note on Mizmor Ayin Aleph, Psalm 71 here. In the original, Hebraically speaking, in the Hebrew, there is a play on the word chometz, that may mean either cruel man, chometz, or vinegar, chometz. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust, from my youth. Hear, the fifth verse. Kiata Tikawati Adonaya Yahweh Mivat Ahi Mina Urai. For thou I art my hope. Kiata Tikawati Kiata Tikawati Kiata Tikawati. For thou art Tikawati, my hope. O Lord God, Adonaya Yahweh, my trust from my youth. Mi batachi min orai. Mi batachi min orai. My trust. Mi batachi, my trust from the times of Abraham, from the times of Abraham, of Yitzhak, of Isaac, and of Yaakov, and of Jacob. By thee, I have I been holding up from birth. Here the vav, the wow verse. Here the sixth verse. Aleka nisa machti mi beten. Upon thee have I stayed myself, mi beten, from birth. Aleka nisa machti mi beten. That is to say, from the time during the banishment in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, in Kemet, when Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 1, verse 22, every son that is born, ye, y'all, shall cast into the river. Every son that is born, ye, y'all, shall cast into the river. Kol habein hayildota hayora tashalechuhu, every son. Kol habein, all the son. Kol habein hayildot, that is born. Hayildota hayora, the river, into the river. Tashalechuhu, ye y'all shall cast him. Every son that is born, ye y'all shall cast into the river. Kol habein hayildota hayora tasha lekuhu. Thou, the I, art he that cut me loose, gozi, from my mother's womb. Here the B part of the wow, the vav verse. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's womb, or thou art he that cut me loose, gozi, from my mother's womb. Mi ma'aya in mi ata gozi. Mi ma'aya in mi ata gozi. Ata gozi, gozi. Gozi is a form of the verb gazaz, cut down, that occurs in the verse, even the verse from Nahum, Nahum chapter 1, verse 12, that reads, even so shall they be cut down. Nagozu. Even so shall they be cut down. Nagozu. Vichena nagozu. Vi'avar. Even so shall they be cut down, and he shall pass away. Even so shall they be cut down. Wikain nagozu. Thou art he who cut me loose from my mother's womb in safety, and thou, the I, art also he who cut me loose from the power of Mitzrayi, from the power of Egypt, from the power of Kemet. I am as a wonder to many. Hear today's daily psalm. Hear the Zayin. Hear the seventh verse. I am as a wonder to many. K'mofet hayiti l'rabim. I am as a wonder to many. K'mofet hayiti l'rabim. The Dat Yisrael, the congregation of Israel, said, how many wonders didst thou perform for me in Mitzrayim, at the Yam Suf, the Red Sea, and Bamidbar, and in the wilderness? Because, and here, according to the eighth verse, of today's daily psalm, because thou art my strong refuge, therefore shall my mouth be filled with praise. Because thou art my strong refuge, my mouth shall be filled with praise. With ata machsi oz, because but I am the I. We ata, the I male and none other. We ata, machesi, oz, machesi, my refuge, fuge, oz, my refuge, strong, machesi, oz. My mouth shall be filled with thy praise. Yimalei fi tihilateka, tihilateka. My mouth shall be filled with thy, the I, praise. Yimalei fi tihilateka, the I elita tihilateka. Cast I not off in the time of old age. Hear the 8th, the 9th verse. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Allah tashalecheni le'aita zikna. Cast I not off in the time, the Iwa of old age. Allah tashalecheni le'aita zikna. The Edat Yisrael, the congregation, aggregation of Yisrael said, I have become old in my exile. When my strength faileth, kikalota kochi, when my strength faileth, kikalota kochi. That is to say, when I lack good works, forsake I not, Allah ta'azreni. Allah ta'azabeini, forsake I not. Allah ta'azabeini. And all the rest of the Mizmor Ain Aleph, all the rest of the psalm, it deals with the anguish of the present exile. And all the rest of the psalm, here, it deals with the anguish of the present exile. O God, thou hast trained me since my youth. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth. Elohim, li madetani min orai. O Elohim, thou hast trained me, thou hast trained I, that I hast taught I. Li madetani, since my youth, min orai, from my youth, min orai. Elohim, li madetani, min orai. Hear the A part of verse 17. Ever since the days of our fathers, Avotenu, I have been trained to accept miracles. And hear the B part of the 17th verse. And hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. And until now do I declare thy wondrous works. V'gam heina agid nifaleoteka. V'ada heina agid nifaleoteka. And until now do I declare thy wondrous works, thy wondrous works. V'ada heina agid nifaleoteka. Time after time and in all seasons. Now also when I am old and gray-headed. Hear, Mizmor, Ein Aleph, Psalm 71. Here's the 18th verse. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed. V'gam ada zikna v'eseva, and even to old age and hoary hairs, gray hairs, with gam adazikna, with seva. I will declare thy works, until the end of exile. Until I have declared thy strength to the next generation, thy might to everyone that is to come. Ad agida ziroika. Until I have declared thy strength to the next generation. Ad hagid ziroika lidor. Thy might to everyone that is to come. Likola Yaboa Giburateka. And here a note here in verse 18 where it reads, until I have declared thy strength, Hebraically thy arm. Hebraically Zeroika Ada Agida Zeroika Lidor, until I have declared thy arm to the next generation. Thy arm, Zeroika, thy strength, the power that sustains the weak and humbles the ruthless strong. Ad agid zeroika ledor lekola yaboa gebrateka. To my sons and to my sons' sons. The same thing is said in the account of the Exodus Mimitzrayim, the Exodus from Egypt, even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 10, verse 2, that reads, that thou mayest declare to the ears of thy son and thy son's son what I have wrought upon Egypt and my signs that I have done among them. Ualema ana te sapira be azneya vinka uavena binka eta asher hita alaltia be mitraim ve eta ototai asher samti vam via daitem ki ani Yehova, and that thou mayest tell in the ears of thy son. Ulma'ana tisapira be'azneya vinka, and of thy son's son. Uvena binka, what I have wrought upon Egypt. Et asherah hita alaltia be'mitrayim, and my signs. With etototai, that I have done among them. Ashera samti pam, that ye that y'all may know that I am he who be who he be. We adaitem makiani Yehovah. Ualim anna tisapira zneya binka ubenna binka eta ashera hita lalatiya bit mitzrayi. We etototai ashera samti bam. We adaitem ki ani Yehovah. Thou wilt quicken me again. Thou wilt give life to I again. Or resurrect I again. Will quicken. Tashuv te chayeni. Tashuv te chayeni. Thou the I will give life to I again. Again, tashuv. Giving life to I, the I. Te chayeni. Tashuv te chayeni. That is, quicken I at the resurrection of the dead. The words, and bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Ua mite homota ha'aretza tashuva ta'eleini. And bring I up again from the depths of the earth. These words here. Uamita homot haaretz tashuv ta'eleini. These words here, Psalm 71, verse 20, they allude to bringing up of those men who were swallowed in the abyss. Even Korach and his entire company shall be brought up again. Even Korach and his entire company shall be brought up again. Some maintain that thou, the I, wilt quicken me again. Tashuv t'chayeni. This means that thou, the I, wilt bring me out of exile, out of the exile that is like death and the abyss. Some maintain that the words, even here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ayin Aleph, here at verse 20, that reads, Tashuv t'chayeni. The I wilt give life to I again, will quicken me again. It means that thou, the I, wilt bring I and I out of exile. That is like death and the abyss. And thereupon I also will give thanks to thee. And thereupon I also will give thanks to the I. Hear, hear, verse 22, 2-2. Gamani odeka, gamani, also I, gamani odeka, will thank the I, will give thanks to the I, gamani odeka, gamani odeka, vikalia nevela, emateka elohai, izamra leka, viki nor kedosh Israel. Rana sifatai ki ezamra laka v'nafshi asher padita. Kam lishoni kol hayom tehgez idgateka kia hoshu kia chafru mivakeshe ra'ati. I also will give thanks to the eye with the psaltery, even to thy truth, O my God, Elohai, Hailei. I will sing praises, Isis, to the eye with the harp, O thou, the eye, Holy One, Isla One of Yisrael. Gamani odeka, bikalia nevela, emateka, Elohai, izamralika, bekinor kedosh Yisrael. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing praises, Isis, to thee, to the eye, and my soul that the eye has redeemed. Tirana sifataya ki ezamra laka with nafshi asher padita. My tongue also shall tell of thy, the eye, righteousness all the day. Gam lishoni kol hayom tehiges idkateka. For they are ashamed, for they are abashed, that seek my hurt, that seek I hurt, that seek I and I hurt. Kia boshu, kia chafru, mitbakshe ra'ati.
Oh yeah. Well, this one is dedicated to the Most High, Jah Almighty. Give thanks and praise to Jah Jah, who shall call Boker Lo Animo Den Shani.
thanks and praises one time. Oh, give thanks and praises two times. Oh, give thanks and praises three times. And Jah bless y'all, and Jah bless them elderly people. Well, you know them a fought and bled for this country and trip. Fought and bled for our freedom and rights, yeah. Fought and bled for this country boundaries.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of...
Israel Dejana, Adonai, Adonai, Hoshiana, Hoshiana, save I and I, Yeshua I and I, yes I, Rastafari.